Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Okay, the president's always been clear here that, you know, he wants to support state and local governments, but only for COVID-related matters, and he doesn't want to bail out blue states that had structural problems long before this. So that's where his priorities lie.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Tim Jones joining us this morning live from, I'm assuming, his mansion down in Eureka. How are you, Tim?
Yes, I'm in the lower levels, the lower layers.
Okay, be safe down there, exactly.
Many rooms with many leather-bound books, Mark, yes.
Oh, boy. So the debate rages in D.C. today. I think what the president did here was, again, another chess game master stroke with the Democrats, because he's offering to give all of the important stuff to people, which is a payroll tax cut and some unemployment relief, without all of the baggage that the Democrats wanted to attach to it. And if they fight this, they're fighting exactly what they supported when Barack Obama did similar things during his administration.
Well, you know, Mark, Democrats every day wake up and try to decide how they can best their heights of hypocrisy from the day before, right? I mean, so that's the first point, is that everything they're arguing against are things that, well, number one, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have been in D.C. since the Cretaceous era, right? I mean, so there's going to be times where politically, because of politics and because of their own political quest for power, they're going to do and say things that are the exact opposite of things that they did and said, you know, in the years past. And this is one of them. They were all for a payroll tax cut when Barack Obama got out his pen and his phone. And now Donald Trump is beating them at their own game. And so, Mark, long term, and maybe short term, over the next 90 days, this is why people should not lose hope, right? In the fact that Donald Trump can get reelected president of the United States. Just a few weeks, months ago, the media was writing President Trump's obituary for like the political obituary for like the 3,000th time. I mean, and now before our eyes, look what's happening, Mark. The Obamagate scandal, which was the Russian collusion hoax, is absolutely unraveling right before their very eyes. And although most of the national liberal media is completely ignoring it, because that's the new form of media malpractice, right, Mark, is to simply ignore things that fly in the face of your debunked narrative. And so we had Sally Yates last week being just destroyed by Senator Lindsey Graham in an excellent cross-examination about the fact that none of those FISA warrants would have ever happened in the first place if she knew then what she knows now about the fake debunked Steele dossier. Then you've got Donald Trump, as you mentioned, you know, playing 4D chess while Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer sit up there and play checkers. He beat them at their own game, and now they're daring to even think about going to court to take away money from the American worker that Donald Trump is gifting them during the middle of a global pandemic. I mean, right. Talk about the Grinch who stole Christmas. So all of this, Mark, and on top of that, Donald Trump has exposed all of these failed Democratic leaders. Finally, they've been exposed for their 50-plus years of failed leadership all across the country. We've had it here in St. Louis. They've had it in Chicago, L.A., More recently in New York City, right? Because they did have an era of Giuliani and Bloomberg when I actually lived there, and the city had a massive renaissance and rebirth. But now under Comrade de Blasio, it's slipping back the other way. So he's exposed all that, right? And he's exposed that they're basically these Democrat leaders, as you were pointing out with Mayor Lightfoot, are willing co-conspirators as Antifa and these BLM Marxists literally are burning their cities down. So what I saw last night, and this will likely go ignored again by the media, those presidential preference polls, you know, they love to talk about, which really honestly mean nothing. It's the state electoral college-based polls that matter. But, you know, let's just for the sake of making the left hyperventilate this morning, they had a presidential preference poll last night from one of the major polling outfits that showed that Joe Biden's that big lead they were so happy about as they were riding the end of the Trump presidency, it's narrowed down to about 6 points. Which means the battleground states are definitely narrowed, if not completely in a dead heat. So all of these things I just mentioned have brought President Trump roaring back. And if he is the president leading the charge into November with a Dow that is going to be knocking on the door of its epic highs back in February, the NASDAQ indices already over where they were, jobs numbers supporting all of this, and, you know, likely an end or a dormancy to the coronavirus crisis, I don't see how Basement Joe Biden overcomes that juggernaut.
Don't screw around with me.
Hey, you leave Joe out of this. Joe's not quite sure where he is, and it's really not fair to make fun of people like that. That's all.
And he just forgot this message.
I even forgot what the hell I was going to say.
Yeah, me too. So to Biden for a moment.
Yes.
There's a suggestion that he may name his VP today, that it might be Kamala Harris or it might be Susan Rice. So if he picks Benghazi Susie, it's going to be interesting if the Durham report comes, if the Durham report results in charges for people who filed these FISA warrants improperly. Susan Rice was at the top of the list of people who unmasked innocent American citizens through all of this. I wonder if that plays any role in their decision-making process today.
I think both of those are equally bad choices for the reasons that you mentioned about Susan Rice and all of the things we learned about Kamala Harris back during the debates. I mean, she went down harder than the Titanic during those debates. And let's remember, Mark, rewind all the way back to what, I don't know, 18 months ago. She was the darling of the national liberal media. This was the poster child for the new, progressive, fresh, multicultural Democratic movement. And they ended up with an old white guy, you know, because it wasn't because of anything related to race, color, creed, code, or any of the other special interest groups that the left loves to throw at Americans every day and try to shame them into supporting things. It had to do with her qualifications. And, you know, she was tough. Kamala Harris was tough on crime.
Oh,
and in today's Democratic Party, you can't do that, you know? And she had all kinds of other issues as well. The former mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, he absolutely trashed her back last spring. And a lot of people said at the time that was going to be the beginning of the end of her campaign, and it was. And so those things don't go away. They're going to be definitely re-resurrected by the RNC and others. And Susan Rice, I mean, Susan, everything about what Susan Rice said about Benghazi has been absolutely destroyed. There's been story after story over the last few weeks. They've been largely kind of, you know, ignored and pushed under the rug, but they're all going to be in full Technicolor on a TV screen coming near you if he picks either one of those candidates. He'd be better off choosing someone who's been in an elected office somewhere but never really had to take a lot of tough votes or be involved in a lot of scandals. I think either one of those choices would be an epically bad pick, but it would go in line with what Joe Biden typically does during these presidential runs, which is epically fail.
Yeah.
I've done some dumb things. Now I'll do dumb things again.
Yep, that's pretty much going to be Joe's campaign slogan this year, I think, right there. That's going to be it. Tim?
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, gang. Talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Tim Jones there. Of course, listen to his show on Sunday evenings right here on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 971talk.com.